天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们平安，欢迎大家继续收听今天的天路导向节目，我是主持人小环。那今天呢是避免盲目的七个步骤的最后一集了，麦克牧师将会带领我们来探讨有关基督再来的信息。那末世究竟是什么样呢？身为神儿女的我们又应当如何做来迎接主耶稣的再次降临？那我们又可以得到哪些应许呢？好，亲爱的听众朋友们，那就让我们打开圣经，跟着麦克牧师一起进入今天的节目吧。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
We are delighted you tuned in to this program.
很高兴你能收听这个节目。
We are at the very end of a series of messages from 2 Peter.
今天是彼得后书系列信息的最后一次。
And Peter's last words are about the return of Christ.
彼得最后所讲论的就是关于耶稣基督再来的事。
In 2 Peter 3:10,
在彼得后书第三章十节那里，
He tells us the return of the Lord will be sudden.
他告诉我们，在突然之间主就要回来。
Over the past several messages,
在过去的几次节目里，
We saw Peter's intense appeal to true believers.
我们看到彼得极力向那些真正的信徒呼吁。
He exhorts them to get out of the places where they are being misled by false doctrine.
他告诫他们要脱离那些误导人的假教义。
He exhorts them to expose false teachers who are denying the scriptural authority.
他也劝告他们要揭露那些否认圣经权威的假师傅。
Now in 2 Peter 3:10 to 18.
今天要看彼得后书第三章十到十八节。请听我读彼得后书第三章十到十八节。但主的日子要像贼来到一样，那日天必大有响声废去。有形质的都要被烈火消化，地和其上的物都要烧尽了。这一切既然都要如此消化，你们为人该当怎样圣洁，怎样敬虔，切切仰望神的日子来到。在那日天被火烧就消化了，有形质的都要被烈火融化。但我们照他的应许，盼望新天新地有义居在其中。亲爱的弟兄啊，你们既盼望这些事，就当殷勤，使自己没有玷污，无可指摘，安然见主，并且要以我主长久忍耐为得救的因由，就如我们所亲爱的兄弟保罗照着所赐给他的智慧写了信给你们，他一切的信上也都是讲论这事。信中有些难明白的，那无学问不坚固的人强解，如强解别的经书一样，就自取沉沦。亲爱的弟兄啊，你们既然预先知道这事，就当防备，恐怕被恶人的错谬诱惑，就从自己坚固的地步上坠落。你们却要在我们主救主耶稣基督的恩典和知识上有长进，愿荣耀归给他，从今直到永远，阿们。
Just before he dies a martyr's death,
就在他为主殉道之前，
Peter concludes his last epistle with a reminder that the day of the Lord is coming.
彼得在他结束这卷书信时提醒我们，主来的日子近了。
In verse 10,
在第十节，
Peter says, when the day of the Lord comes, it will be like a thief in the night.
彼得说，主来的日子要像夜间的贼来到一样。
This is a very revealing description.
这是一个很生动的比喻。
A thief does not call you first to say that I am coming.
盗贼不会预先给你打个电话说我要来了。
No.
不会的。
A thief comes when people least expect it, when they are totally unsuspecting.
盗贼总是在人们毫无防备的时候来到。
From spiritual perspective,
从属灵的眼光看来。
When people are so busy with their work,
当人们忙着工作。
When they are busy with their daily life and planning for their earthly future,
当他们为生活忙碌，为世上的前途筹算。
When people are totally consumed with their wants and with their needs and with their desires,
当人们被自己的欲望、需求和奢想所占据的时候。
When people are completely oblivious to a holy God whose voice has been mocked,
当人们藐视神的话，对圣洁的神视而不见、充耳不闻的时候。
At that point, he will come.
就在这个时候，他就来了。
There are going to be very few people who are truly waiting for him.
只有很少一部分人真正的盼望他的降临。
Remember this.
请记住这一点。
Peter heard with his own ears the Lord Jesus Christ to be saying in Matthew 24:44.
在马太福音第24章44节，彼得亲耳听到主耶稣基督说。
That the Son of Man is coming at an hour when you do not expect him.
就在你们想不到的时候，人子就来了。
Peter heard the Lord with his own ears when he said,
彼得亲耳听到主说，
If the man of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have allowed his house to be broken into.
家主若知道几更天有贼来，就必警醒，不容人挖透房屋。
And Peter explains that on the day of the Lord, heavens will pass away.
彼得解释说，主来的日子，天要废去。
Here he is referring to the atmospheric heaven and possibly the stellar heaven.
在这里他指的是大气层，或者还包括星际空间。
Peter is not referring to the third heaven where God and his host dwell.
彼得并不是指神所居住的第三层天。
And when the atmospheric heaven explodes,
当有形质的天空发生大爆炸时，
there is going to be such a noise as the world has never heard.
必发出前所未有的大响声。
And the earth will burn up.
地和地上的万物都要被烧尽。
What an incredible and incomprehensible event.
这是多么令人感到惊奇、无可想象的事。
The word used in this verse means consume utterly. It means nothing will remain.
在这一节中所使用的字烧尽，就是说一丝一毫都不会剩下。
What an awesome event.
多么可怕的事情啊。
Everything your eye sees has a stamp on it that says to be burnt.
你今天眼所看见的一切东西都贴上了标签说将被烧毁。
All of the cities of the world have a stamp on them to be burnt.
世上所有的城市都注定要被烧毁。
The magnificent mountains have a stamp on them to be burnt.
崇山峻岭都标明了会被烧掉。
Some of you might be listening to me today, do not like to hear about the day of judgment.
也许有一些听众朋友不愿意听到有关末日审判的事情。
But Jesus tells us about a man who did not like to hear about the day of judgment.
不过主耶稣曾经讲过一个故事，就是关于一个不喜欢听末日审判的人。
And he was making big plans for his life.
这个人为他的人生做了远大的计划。
But Jesus said to him,
但是耶稣对他说，
Oh fool, tonight your life is required of you, and to whom will you leave all of this?
无知的人啊，今夜必要你的灵魂，你所预备的要归谁呢？
The world has come to know that it is not only possible for the earth to burn, but it is a real possibility.
世人应当晓得，世界要被火烧尽，这不是一种可能，而是必然的结局。
Peter says it is not only probable, but it is absolutely certain.
彼得说，这不是个假设，而是必然要应验的事实。
and it is part of God's master plan.
这是神宏伟计划中的一部分。
And therefore, we must plan for it. We must prepare for it.
因此，我们必须为此做出充分的准备。
In verses 11 and 12 of 2 Peter 3,
在彼得后书第三章十一节和十二节
Peter gives us two ways to live to which we must pay heed.
彼得要我们留意两种生活方式
Since all things are made for destruction, what sort of people ought we to be?
因为一切受造之物都注定要被毁灭，所以我们应当怎样行事为人呢？
First, we are to live lives of holy conduct.
首先，我们应当过圣洁的生活。
Peter spoke about holiness a great deal, both in 1 Peter and 2 Peter.
彼得在彼得前后书中多次提到关于圣洁的事。
To be holy means to be set aside.
圣洁意思就是要分别出来。
And when you are set aside, it means that you are meant for God's use only.
分别出来的意思就是你只为神所用。
When your tongue is set aside, it means that you will bless and not curse.
把你的口舌分别出来就是只要祝福不可咒诅。
When your mind has been set aside, you will think good thoughts, not evil ones.
把你的思想分别出来就是只思念善的事不思念恶的事。
When your time is set aside, you will spend it in serving, encouraging, and uplifting, not gossiping and tearing down.
把时间分别出来，就是用你的时间来服侍，鼓励和提携弟兄姐妹，而不是说长道短，攻击破坏。
Peter says you must live a godly and holy life.
所以彼得说，你应当过一个圣洁而敬虔的生活。
Secondly, you must live a life of expectancy of the Lord's return.
第二点就是要切切盼望主再次降临的日子来到。
Jesus tells a parable about 10 young women.
耶稣用十个童女做比喻。
Five were foolish and lived the life of self-pleasing.
其中那五个愚拙的童女只为自己的利益而活。
And they were not adequately prepared for the groom's return.
他们没有充分准备好迎接新郎的到来。
But the five wise ones were looking for his coming and were adequately prepared.
然而另外五个聪明的童女却把一切都准备好等候新郎来临。
And when the bridegroom came,
当新郎来到的时候,
the five wise ones went to the wedding.
那五个聪明的童女都去参加婚礼了。
The others stood on the other side of a closed door, weeping in sorrow.
而那五个愚拙的童女只能站在门外，哀哭切齿。
Peter tells us that the reason the Lord has not yet come is because of his long suffering.
彼得告诉我们，主是因为长久的忍耐我们，所以他迟迟没有回来。
But then he said we can hasten the day of the Lord.
然而他说，我们可以催促主的日子早日来到。
How do we hasten the day of the Lord?
怎样催促呢?
First,
首先,
by praying for it.
接着祈求祷告。
We can ask the Lord daily to bring his kingdom to fulfillment.
我们可以每天祈求主,愿他的国度早日降临。
Secondly,
第二,
by making him known so people may repent and turn to him.
接着广传福音,让更多的人认识他并悔改归向他。
Peter said,
彼得说,
Believers are not called to bask in the sunshine of God's kingdom.
信徒被召不是叫我们躺在神国的阳光下享受。
We are not given the privilege of being brought into salvation so that we can keep it as a secret to ourselves.
神特别把救恩赐给我们并不是要我们仅仅据为己有就算了。
Jesus wants us to bring others to know him and receive salvation.
耶稣还要我们带领其他的人来认识他并接受救恩。
And Peter is saying this is how we can hasten the day of the Lord.
彼得说这样我们就可以催促主的日子早日来到。
And the way we do that is to see to it that the gospel is known to everyone.
当我们让福音传遍地极主的日子就可以早日来到。
In verse 13,
在十三节那里
Peter tells us that the destruction of the earth and the heavens should not depress us.
彼得告诉我们，天地的毁灭不应该让信主的人感到沮丧。
If we know the Lord,
如果我们认识主，
If you have put all of your sins under his cleansing blood,
如果你已经祈求主的宝血遮盖你所有的罪，
You should be happy and excited and look forward to the day of the Lord.
你就应该欢喜快乐地盼望主的日子来到。
Why?
为什么呢？
Peter gives us the answer in verse 14.
彼得在十四节那里给了我们答案。
Peter says,
彼得说，
Because you are in peace and without blemish or spot.
因为你们使自己没有玷污，无可指摘，安然建筑。
My listening friend, let me ask you a question.
我亲爱的朋友，让我问你一个问题。
Are you at peace with yourself?
你面对自我有平安吗？
Are you at peace with your brothers and sisters in the family of Christ?
你面对神家里的弟兄姐妹有平安吗？
Then Peter also said blameless.
彼得又说要无可指摘。
How can we be blameless?
我们怎样才能够无可指摘呢？
It means that when you sin, you confess it.
意思就是当你犯了罪，你要悔改。
You don't rationalize it or hide it.
不要为自己找理由或故意遮掩。
You don't cover it up by saying, well, I'm not as bad as this person.
不要遮掩他说我并没有像某些人那样坏啊。
Confess it and be truly repentant.
承认所犯的罪，并真诚地悔改。
That's what without blemish means.
这才是无可指摘的意思。
Then he said without spot.
然后他说没有玷污。
Without a spot means that you have covered your sin only through confession under the blood of the Lamb.
没有玷污就是借着认罪，让羔羊的血来遮盖你。
Peter is offering you one.Chosen path today.
在这里彼得给你指出了一条道路。
It's the only way that will bring you peace and make you blameless and without a spot.
这是唯一能够带给你平安并且使你无可指摘毫无玷污的道路。
And that can only come from the Lord Jesus.
这种平安只有从主耶稣那里而来。
In fact, this peace is in contrast with the destruction that will come to those who twist and pervert the truth of the Word of God.
事实上，这种平安刚好与那些离道叛教之人所受的刑罚形成鲜明的对比。
In verse 16,
在第十六节，
Peter tells us of the same great truth which Paul dealt with in all of his epistles.
彼得告诉我们，在保罗的书信中也同样谈到这一伟大事实。
What are these truths?
是什么事实呢？
My listening friend, please listen carefully.
我亲爱的朋友，请仔细听我说。
The truth of the new birth.
这是关于重生的事实。
The truth of Jesus as the only way to cleansing our sin.
也就是耶稣是洗净我们罪孽的唯一途径这个事实。
The truth of the deity of Christ.
是关于基督的神性的事实。
The truth of his life of sinless suffering.
是那无罪的为我们替罪受苦的事实。
The truth of his substitutionary death.
是他代替我们死的事实。
The truth of his resurrection.
是他从死里复活的事实。
The truth of his ascension.
是关于他升天的事实。
And now,Peter deals with the truth of his coming again.
现在彼得谈到关于他再来的事实。
The day of the Lord and the eternal estate.
那就是关于主来的日子和永恒基业的事。
Peter tells us that many of these truths are difficult to comprehend with our finite minds.
彼得告诉我们这许多的事实是用我们有限的头脑难以理解的。
It is hard to understand truth like the Trinity.
比如说，我们很难明白三位一体的含义。
It is hard to understand truth like the mystery of suffering.
我们很难明白苦难的奥秘。
But this should not disturb us.
可是我们不需要为这些个感到困扰。
Why?
为什么呢？
Peter said because the word of God is infinite and inexhaustible.
彼得说，因为神的话是无限的，永不枯竭。
But there is a day that is coming in which you and I will comprehend all truth.
所以有一天你和我会明白一切的真理。
Not only that, but one day we will even understand why these things are kept from our eyes.
不仅如此，到了那一天，我们也会明白为什么这些事今日要向我们隐藏。
In the last two verses, Peter is building to the climax of his letter.
最后的两节经文是彼得后书的最高潮。
His message is clear.
他清晰地告诉我们
,False teachers will lead you astray.
假师傅会诱惑你偏离正路。
Their end is destruction, for the day of judgment is coming.
他们的结局就是灭亡，因为主来的日子近了。
So as he closes his letter, Peter says in verse 17,
因此在十七节，彼得总结说，
Remember what you know.
牢记我所教导你们的。
Don't be fooled by false teachers.
不要被恶人的错谬诱惑。
Be steadfast.
要站立得稳。
Watch out.
要警醒。
Be on guard.
要防备他们。
Flee from evil.
要逃离罪恶。
Finally, in verse 18, he says,
最后他在十八节说，
The way you're going to be strong and not fall is to grow in grace and in knowledge.
要刚强坚立，就要在恩典和知识上有长进。
How do you grow in grace?
怎样才能在恩典上有长进呢？
To grow in grace means that you become more like Jesus every day.
在恩典上有长进的意思就是你每一天活得更像耶稣。
Grace flows from him, and you cannot receive it if you are not spending time with him.
恩典是从他而来，但是如果你不与主同行，你就得不到他的恩典。
When he hung on the cross,
当他被挂在十字架上面，
his grace was manifested.
他的恩典彰显出来。
When he looked up to heaven and he said, Father, forgive them.
就在他举目望天说，父啊，赦免他们的时候。
Have you forgiven those who have wronged you?
你有没有饶恕曾经得罪你的人呢？
If you have someone that you cannot forgive, then you are not growing in grace.
如果还有让你无法饶恕的人，那么你就不能在恩典上有长进。
Then Peter said that you might grow in the knowledge.
彼得又说，你们要在知识上有长进。
Knowledge here does not mean head knowledge or information.
知识在这里的意思并不是指人类思想中的学识和理论，
But it means intimate knowledge.
而是与神同行得来的智慧。
Are you growing every day in knowing God?
你是不是每天都在认识神上有长进呢？
Are you growing every day in knowing His character?
你是不是每天都更加认识神的性情呢？
Are you growing every day in knowing how He works?
你是不是每天都更知道神如何做工呢？
Are you growing every day in knowing how he deals with you?
你是不是每天都更明白神如何对待你呢？
Are you able to hear his voice?
你能听到主的声音吗？
Are you able to distinguish between his voice and the voice of Satan and the flesh?
你能不能分辨出主的声音和撒旦的声音，以及你自己肉体的声音呢？
Test what you know by the word of God.
要用神的话来查验你所听到的。
And then obey him without counting the sacrifice.
并且不计代价的听从神的话。
Jesus is coming back.
耶稣就要回来了。
And when he does, will you be ready?
如果他现在回来的话，你准备好了吗？
It is my prayer that I see each one of you in heaven.
盼望到那一天，我们都能在天国里相会。
The Lord wants you to come to him.
主盼望你能转向他。
Will you give him your life right now?
你愿意现在就将你的生命交托给他吗？
You can pray the simple prayer with me.
让我们一起祷告。
Lord Jesus,
主耶稣，
I want to go to heaven.
我愿意进入你的国度。
I come to you now.
我现在来到你的面前。
Confessing my sin.
向你承认我的罪。
Repenting of my sin,
并愿意悔改，远离罪。
I receive you as my Savior.
我愿意接受你做我的救主。
I'll follow you as my Lord.
并愿意跟随你，让你做我生命之主。
Thank you for the assurance of heaven.
感谢你赐给我进天国的确据。
Amen.
阿们。
谢谢麦克牧师的祷告。是的，愿我们都能够来到神的面前，真心悔改，跟随主耶稣的脚步，也愿我们的生命真正的被更新而改变，成为毫无瑕疵的人。好，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，那你准备好来到神的面前，向他悔改和祷告，并且向神诉说愿意真正的被他改变而更新吗？那今天的节目就到这里咯，愿神大大的祝福你们，我们下次再会。
谎言，求主吸引我的视线。